Hi, thanks for listening to the It's Not Just One Thing podcast series from Physio My Dog. I'm Harriet Kitkat and I'm from Physio My Dog. I'm a vet physiotherapist specialising in dogs, but I'm also a dog owner myself, and I'm also incredibly nosy and interested in knowing more and more about what we can do as dog owners, but also as therapists as to what we can do to help dogs. So I hope you find this series useful. Well, it's Harriet here from Physio My Dog. I really hope that you've enjoyed this second season of It's Not Just One Thing That's Going to Help Your Dog. I so love doing them. You can probably tell me, hopefully you can tell in my voice, that I just find it so interesting to talk to so many different people. And it's so lovely and rewarding to know that so many other people love their dogs as much as I do. Not that I'm in any doubt about that anyway, but it's just, I love talking to different owners about their journey and their experiences with their dogs, and also talking to other sort of dog professionals as well about, you know, how they've got to where they are now. And we're all so different, as dogs are different, as are us therapists and vets and all the other dog professionals that work with our canine friends. So there's always different approaches, and there's not always a right or a wrong. It's just all about doing what we feel is right for your dog. So I really hope that you've enjoyed this season. So the first episode was about kind of how I got into it. And then we heard from Paul about Elsa the Great Dane, and his really lovely emotional story about his previous dog, but also how Elsa came into his life and the joy that that she brings for him. And then I was talking to a couple of my fellow physiotherapists, and Donna, she has got some amazing stories. And it was quite funny because after we recorded, we actually then said, oh my god, there's could have talked about this, oh my god, we could have talked about that. So it was quite funny really, that actually, even though we had like two parts to that series, or sorry, that episode, there was still so much more that we could have said. So I'll probably have to invite Donna back and do another interview with her at some point. And then finally, my good friend Becky, who is also another physio. We were in a field full of cows, and we were talking about just our different approaches. And she works with different animals. She works with, does a lot of horses. So, and we were talking bit about like how our approaches our approach to dealing with or treating with animals can be similar in a lot of ways, but also very different, and some of the more significant differences between treating horses versus dogs, and we talked about lots of other things. And it was quite funny because, again, Becky and I can talk a lot, so it was actually really difficult to actually only keep into two parts. We could have gone on forever. But anyway, I really hope that you've enjoyed them. I always love to hear people's feedback and if they've enjoyed them, and what kind of if it's inspired you in any kind of way, or to try and maybe do something slightly differently with your dogs, or if you want to tell me your story, then gosh, always get in touch with me as well, because I just love talking, and I love talking about dogs. What more could a girl ask for? But anyway, I wish you all well, and look out for season 3, which will be back next year. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the It's Not Just One Thing That Will Help Your Dog podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed it and found it useful. If you'd like any more information about anything that we've been discussing, please contact me. You can find my website by Googling Physio My Dog. You can also look me up on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, Physio My Dog. I look forward to hearing from you.